Over the weekend, a snowstorm just missed our area. We were on the western fringe of a large ocean storm that tracked southeast of New England. Areas south and east of Albany saw a little bit of snow from this storm, though amounts were heavier farther south and east, including areas of Long Island and eastern New England, where moderate to heavy accumulations of snow occurred. So we missed out on the snowstorm, but we did not miss out on the cold. Cold air settled in a couple of days ago, and it remains chilly across the region today. This morning, low temperatures were in the single digits above and below zero, and this afternoon, temperatures are running mainly in the teens and 20s. We're looking ahead to another cold night, as temperatures fall into the single digits and lower teens, so it'll be cold again, but not quite as cold as last night. Clouds will break for a while this evening, and then return later tonight as a warm front draws closer to the region. Tomorrow morning, we have clouds and some sunny breaks. Any breaks of sunshine will fill in, though, as that warm front draws closer, it will turn cloudy by afternoon. And as that warm front does move in, a likely round of light snow is expected tomorrow afternoon. Accumulations look pretty light, though we're expecting some slippery conditions across the region for the second half of the day tomorrow. And for areas well south of Albany, we're largely missing out on any snow, though there might be a couple of snow or rain showers tomorrow afternoon. Temperatures tomorrow will be warmer than today, running between 30 and 35 as a wind turns gusty out of the south, helping to push those numbers up a few degrees when compared to today. And by tomorrow night, as that warm air surges in, we'll see a transition from snow to a wintry mix, and then eventually over to rain as the night moves along and temperatures will rise overnight. Wednesday is a mild day. A big change from today as temperatures surge up into the 40s across the region, and it is warm again on Thursday as temperatures once again move up into the 40s. So if you are not a fan of the cold weather, we'll just give it a couple of days and things will turn better, better by tomorrow and then much, much better by Wednesday and Thursday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy and cold, low in the single digits to lower teens. Tomorrow, becoming cloudy with light snow developing, breezy, high 30 to 35. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy and cold, low in the single digits to lower teens. Tomorrow, becoming cloudy with light snow developing, breezy, high 30 to 35. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy and cold, low in the teens. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of afternoon rain or snow showers, turning breezy, with highs in the 30s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy and cold, low in the single digits to lower teens. Tomorrow, becoming cloudy with light snow developing, turning breezy, high 30 to 35. Region-wide on Wednesday, clouds will mix with breaks of afternoon sun, mild, with highs in the lower to mid-40s, and on Thursday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and continued mild, with highs in the 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.